morning, first session, brethren and sisters, will be Christ in the Psalms. He's like the watermark that runs everywhere, and to remove him is to destroy the book. He is the purpose of God in all things, in whom the dispensation of all things should be gathered together in one, finally. He is the cause of the inspiration of the Psalms. And though when we read in the various layers as we do read, and pick up the feelings of David or of Hezekiah or of Moses, they are in fact the inspired feelings of these men, distilled so that through them the Lord God himself, by his Spirit, was breathing the essence of the Lord Jesus Christ. It is a wonder beyond wonders that this was accomplished, that the feelings of anyone other than the Lord himself should be portrayed in the feelings of anyone who is less than he. And we're going to look at six separate parts together. Son of God. We're going to look at the Son of Man. We're going to look at the Word made flesh. We're going to look at the Redeemer. Then we're going to look at the fulfillment of the law, slightly broader than the Lord himself, but it was through him that it all was accomplished. And then finally, we're going to look at the King. And those are our six simple lessons together. It was, you remember, when he was cornered in the temple, after that series of riddles, beyond riddles, when they'd asked him about paying tribute to Caesar or not, or the woman who'd had so many husbands, or about the resurrection developing from that, that the final question came. It was almost as though they had turned on their heels and were already going away, when he said, "And I also will ask you a question." It wasn't in the question box, and they hadn't expected it, and they knew all the answers, but they didn't know this one. The Christ, whose son is he? They said, "Son of David." How then doth David in spirit call him Lord, saying, "The Lord said unto my Lord, sit thou at my right hand until I make thine enemies thy footstool"? Notice the beauty of that passage of scripture. Not what he said, but what he said about it.